That's right, Nita. Jewish federal MPs say they are not affected by the controversy about dual citizenship, which has seen several of their parliamentary colleagues preparing to face the High Court. Now, with the spotlight on Section 44I of the Constitution, which disqualifies federal MPs who are a subject or a citizen of a foreign power, five federal parliamentarians have been referred by their parties to the High Court, which next month will rule on their eligibility to serve as members of Parliament. However, this drama has widened with questions now being asked whether even a right to apply for a foreign country citizenship violates our constitution. Now, this issue was raised this week specifically with reference to Jewish MPs and their right to apply for Israeli citizenship under the law of return in a lead story by Crikey. Now, Jewish MPs and a leading Australian citizenship expert were emphatic, though, this week that Section 44 did not impact on their right to serve as MPs. And the Jewish News spoke to the offices of several Jewish members of Parliament. A spokesperson for Josh Frydenberg said that he's an Australian citizen and never sought citizenship of another country. The right to return is different to the right to citizenship. This is our cover story, Nita. You can read all about it in this week's edition.
I must tell you, Evan, and I'm still laughing, because when I opened the paper and I read the story, I started laughing and I couldn't stop. Because it means that all the Jews all around the world now can have dual citizenship. The right of return is something totally different. If you want to go on Aliyah and reside in Israel, if you're Jewish, you're entitled to Israeli citizenship, but only if you go on Aliyah and live in Israel. But it doesn't make you, if you were born in Australia, you're Australian citizen, or you're born in America or any country around the world, even if you're Jewish, it doesn't make you automatically an Israeli citizen. I thought the whole story is an absurd.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Nita. In fact, we spoke to a professor this week. Her name is Mary Crock. She's a professor of public law at the University of Sydney, and she said herself that the right of return is not a right to apply for citizenship, not a right of citizenship. There is no doubt in her mind that these MPs would not be caught up in this debacle.
Another topic in the Australian Jewish News is marriage, equality, yay or nay.
That's right, Nita. It's the hot topic at the moment, same-sex marriage, and we have a range of views in this week's paper from progressive rabbis, from Orthodox rabbis, and also from members of the LGBTI community. Now, expressing her support for a yes vote for same-sex marriage, Rabbi Jacqueline Ninio from Emmanuel Synagogue in Sydney said that same-sex relationships have the same holiness, the same beauty as heterosexual ones, and therefore it is right and just to provide them the same path to celebrate their love and union in a holy ceremony before God, before family and community. And Kim Gottlieb shared that view. He is the president of Dayenu. He said, voting in favor of same-sex marriage is not about challenging the halachic view of homosexuality. It's about fairness and creating a civil society in which people are free to love regardless of whether it follows a specific narrative. However, we had some no's as well. Rabbi Moshe Gutnick of the Sydney Beth Din, he stressed that marriage is a biblical institution and can only be in accordance with biblical teaching. And the RCV, the Rabbinical Council of Victoria, said in a statement, we are concerned regarding the impact that a change in the definition of marriage will have upon the strength of this fundamental societal building block.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. There is a very interesting story about the launch event of a new group called the Australian Jewish Association, AJA, will go ahead, but not in Beit Weizmann in Melbourne. What is the story surrounding that?
As you said, Nita, AJA, it stands for Australian Jewish Association. It's a new group that's been established by Jewish community members from Sydney, Melbourne and Perth to be a new voice for the community. Now, Beth Weizmann Centre in Melbourne was booked to host this event several months ago, but when it was revealed last week that the event would be called The Threat of Islam to Jews, it was cancelled by Zionism Victoria, which runs Beth Weizmann. Now, reacting to this news of this cancellation, David Adler, the president of this new association, said he was disappointed with the decision. He says it would have been expected that instead of reacting to erroneous information, that the management of Beth Wiseman would have made contact with us, the organizers, to find out the truth as soon as possible. However, Sam Tataka, who is the chair of Beth Wiseman, said that having become aware of the details of the event and after due consideration, we have decided that we are not prepared to have the Jewish Community Center of Melbourne used for or associated with an event that on its face seeks to foment fear and hatred. So an interesting story. We won't be cowed by political correctness. That's the view of the AJA, this new group, and Beth Wiseman has pulled the plug on their launch.
I would like to congratulate Australian Jewish News. And for the second year in a row, the Australian Jewish News has been named the best publication at the New South Wales Premier's Multicultural Media Award. That's a very big honor, Evan.
Thank you very much, Nita. Yeah, it's some really, really exciting news for our newspaper. It's the second year in a row that we've been crowned the Newspaper of the Year at the Multicultural Media Awards. We won two other awards that night as well. Joshua Levi picked up Best News Report for his coverage of the Bourke Street Massacre in which Melbourne Jewish schoolgirl Talia Harkin was tragically killed. He picked up Best News Report. And Noel Kessel, our photographer, he won Photo of the Year. Nita, this is his third time in a row that he's won this award. He took a photo of a young Yazidi woman next to a Holocaust survivor, and that photo is so powerful, so moving, and of course the judges loved it. They crowned it the Photo of the Year. So three awards for the Jewish News, and once again, a big thank you to all our readers for their support.
Congratulations again to the Australian Jewish News. And I think that it's a very important paper for the Jewish community around Australia. And I know that your photographer, Noel Kessel, won a special award. And I liked his photo from the opening night of the launch of the Israeli Film Festival, ACE. It was in Sydney last week and in Melbourne as well, Sydney Tuesday, Melbourne Wednesday, and was a very, very special guest. The opening night was the Brigadier General Gal Hirsch. There's a documentary about him. He spoke at the opening night. I think that you're covering it as well.
Yeah, we are. It's the Israeli Film Festival back for another year, and as you said, it kicked off in Melbourne and in Sydney. It runs until September 17, and there's something for everyone at this film festival. There's drama movies, there's laughter, comedy, there's war stories. So a great selection of films. I highly recommend that your listeners go and check it out. You can go to ace.com.au to see the full program.
And Evan, there is already Rosh Hashanah atmosphere at the newspaper. When you're turning the pages, you can find recipe for honey cakes.
Yes, Nita, it's that time of year again for apples and honey. Rosh Hashanah is coming up very soon, and we have a special magazine in this week's edition where we have a bunch of recipes and a bunch of gifts for Rosh Hashanah. It's called Preparing for Rosh Hashanah. It's our free magazine for readers in this week's edition. Nita, where has the year gone? It's Rosh Hashanah already. Then it'll be Hanukkah. It's scary.
I know. Time goes so quickly when you have good time.
Of course.
Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shana Tova, and have a great week.